how and why did you come to the U.S., and when did you get involved in activism around immigration?
We decided to come at the age of 16, and honestly, because of the violence, the gangs were always looking for membership, so they always look for someone who is between the ages of 14 up to 20, so we decided to leave Honduras. And, you know, I knew that I was undocumented, so for me, college was never an option. Until someone who knew my mom, who knew someone else at Miami-Dade College, and she was the one that helped us navigate through the system. And that's when I found out about an organization called SWER, Students Working for Equal Rights, and I was never part of any organization before. We talked about what it meant to be undocumented and all of that. So for me, it was a space where I could be myself and also being able to help a lot of my friends who never got to go to college.
Donald Trump ran his presidential campaign on a platform of deportations and hardline immigration policy. What are you hearing from Dreamers about their concerns for a Trump presidency?
After the elections, Donald Trump said that he was only going to deport those who had criminal record, up to 3 million people. I feel like that comment made people feel comfortable for them to say, well, I don't have a criminal record, so I'm not going to get deported. We need to be careful when we hear politicians speak, when they say that they're only going to deport criminals, because driving without a license is a criminal charge. And a lot of our undocumented folks, including myself, have gotten tickets for driving without a license. So does that mean that I'm one of those criminals you're talking about, even though that's all the record I have?
There was a period of time when immigration reform seemed like a broad bipartisan issue. And then under the Obama administration, we saw it fall apart very quickly. We also saw DACA get enacted, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. What went through your mind on the day that DACA passed? And what did you hear from friends and family?
And this is when I got a little bit emotional. At that point, we have been organizing for maybe 3-4 years. The Dream Act have failed before. It solidified the fact that we were a movement and we could get things done. People were fighting because we all have a dream. It's not just about passing the legislation. It's about what's beyond after the legislation passes, either going through school, working. But I do think that now Trump has created a sense of urgency. Let's see how people react to that. You know, it's been 4 years. Many of them which already graduated, some of them lawyers, nurses, not only Dreamers have to stand up, but also like these people who are hiring them and who are benefiting from their work. If there is a sense of urgency and then people can feel that, then it doesn't matter who's in the room, we're going to get things done.
So far, we've heard a lot of rhetoric from Donald Trump. We've heard some sort of vague ideas on policy, some more specific. What are you planning for the first days of the Trump presidency?
Two different things. Yes, Trump might contradict himself. Yes, he doesn't have clarity on policy. But the people he's been appointing, they do. And that's why we're really scared. Second, there are already protests being organized at a national level to go to Washington, D.C., January 20th. People are already talking about boycott at a national level that same day. People not going to work, people not participating in the economy for a whole day. I personally believe that's something that would get, especially corporations who benefit from immigrants, to go to Washington, D.C. and say, stop. We need to start thinking how to move forward, how to move policy forward, because we cannot be undocumented forever.